Happen radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are sort of kind of open, 800-313-9443. We're going to take a phone call. David in Boston. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Michael, I was kind of cut short yesterday because you had to go to a break when I was commenting on why we need the Holocaust, the horrors of the so-called Nazi Holocaust and everything, why that has to be shoved down our throats. And I pointed out, in my humble opinion, President Franklin Roosevelt, not only did he betray us at Pearl Harbor, but he betrayed us by even siding in with Joe Stalin and the communists. And I pointed out how we got the Korean War and Vietnam and communist China fell to communism. But then I wasn't able to bring it up to speed, up to date, Michael. But right now, we're facing economic ruin, competing with communist China. We're on the verge of being annihilated by thermonuclear global Holocaust, which would be a real Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
Roosevelt, he betrayed America at the behest of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute of International Affairs, and they're just fronts, of course, Michael, for what you're always talking about, the central banks, the Bank of London and the Rothschild Rockefeller Empire.
Mm-hmm.
But the world would, and not to mention 50 years of the Cold War with the mutually assured destruction, none of that would have happened. We should have.
Well, now, wait a minute, David. I think you're making some very sweeping assumptions and generalization. First of all, China's fall to communism was the direct result of Britain's intervention and the sale of opium in China. Britain actually fought a war with China over Britain's right to sell opium to the Chinese people, opium which they actually bought from here in the United States of America. It was legal back then. It was politely called the China trade. And as a matter of fact, the Skull and Bones fraternity at Yale University was started up with money from those opium sales. It's called the Russell Trust, and the Russell family fortune was based on the growing of opium. That influx of opium and corruption basically destroyed the imperial government to the point where it was on the verge of...
Michael, that was way before World War II. The Russell Trust goes back to the early 1800s. That was way before World War II, Michael.
But it's... Okay, David, we're going to let you go here because I think some of your information is a little less than accurate and you're not willing to listen to some clarifications. We're going to switch over to Jeff in North Carolina. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Michael. Last time I talked to you was 38 days ago, but I've been hearing all this stuff and paying attention to this stuff on TV and on the mainstream media and what everybody's saying, and I told the guy that I was going to make a comment on Russia and a comment on America, and I'm going to leave it at that. But last time I called you, I told you that we don't have any more America and everything, and believe it so that most people are finding out now just how much politics has played into the game. I don't think Putin is much of a person that, well, let me rephrase that. I think Putin is more of a chess player. And he didn't get where he was at the KGB and didn't get to be the president of his country by making foolish moves.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
He has a very good strategy play from this point of where he knows where to position his troops. You know, a country, the Crimea, wanted to go over to Russia. Our press is playing it as, you know, he's trying to take over and everything else, and he's not. They initiated the action. They want to be a part of something. America, on the other hand, I'm a born American, and my situation here in America is that I haven't been able to find a job. I haven't been able to get a job, just like others in this country and everything else is fighting for the same reason. I've been homeless now for about 8 months.
Oh, man.
And I call everybody that I know, and the only thing I get is an excuse. Being as American as a whole, like I said, I'm a person about action. And when I'm being pushed to the side and everything else, that tells me my country does not have any intentions of helping me. And I know that we say that information is the best, is at least half the battle. The actions is the other, and I go over the other things where people say about, well, this revolution was fought and that revolution, and this war was fought and everything else. Every revolution is going to have its bloodshed. There's going to be people that's going to die that make comments that others don't favor. And I think Americans realize that. And I think the reason why a lot of Americans want to do it politically and peacefully is because they don't want the bloodshed. But if they're
well, I certainly don't. I certainly don't. That's why I'm telling everybody just stay calm. The system is destroying itself, and we just have to sit back, you know, eat our popcorn and watch it happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm listening and say, well, if the country fails and everything else, I always wonder. You know, I've always wanted to ask this question: if the country fails and the financing system fails and our economy fails, and it leads us back to the dark stone ages where we're rolling horse and wagon and buggy and collecting sticks in the wood. I mean, that's fallen way, way back. And I'm thinking,
well,
maybe,
I think your imagination is getting the better of you, because the model I like to cite as the exemplar is the collapse of the former Soviet Union. And the Russian people had to go through about 3 months of hardship and looking out for each other while the new Russian republics formed. And I think the same thing's going to happen here. We're not going to lose our knowledge of technology and engineering. What we're going to lose is this predatory private central bank and a strong central federal government, which was never intended under the original Constitution. We just have to undo all those corruptions. And again, talking about the blueprint for the new America, I think that original Constitution and that Bill of Rights is a really good place to start. I would also include the 13th Amendment against involuntary servitude, Equal Protection Clause, and those other issues. We just need to make sure that we do a better job of keeping that central government under control than the Founding Fathers did. I think we can look at our current state of the nation here and say, as good as it was, the Constitution wasn't good enough. And the Founding Fathers, and again, we're talking about more than 200 years ago, they didn't really accurately foresee just how bad it could get. Of course, a lot of that has to do with all the new technologies that exist now that didn't exist when the nation was founded, that give the government more power to commit skullduggery away from the eyes of people, like manipulating the stock market, which they appear to be doing. They've got the Dow up to 96. NASDAQ is still down 31 here, and the Asian markets really got hammered last night. So, again, this current situation, we're in a wartime economy. They don't want to say that because the American people aren't buying that we're in a state of war with anybody. They're just seeing all these little coup d'etats and overthrows and incursions and police actions. The government is actually caught in a bit of a bind. They can't say war without a congressional declaration. But without the ability to say we are at war, the American people aren't going to settle, they're not going to go along with having to live in a wartime economy. And so they're trying to figure some way that they can do that. So we're in a wartime economy. It's very covert. We're being told it's the fault of, you know, the lazy people who don't want to work and so forth and so on. But clearly, when you have the entire wealth of the American people being siphoned off, and it's going into a very few pockets over on Wall Street and the defense contractors and certain foreign governments, and almost nothing is being spent on the American people, you have to realize something is very, very wrong with that system. That was why the original Constitution had the apportionment clause. That was the guarantee that when the federal government took money away from the American people, it had to give it back in equal value. And they're not doing that. They're not doing that at all. All right, Jeff, we're going to let you go. We have to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by a
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I got a little bit of noise on this mixer. Everything's breaking down in this office here. All righty, including me. Anyway, getting back to the news here. As you're aware, the government of Syria has enacted a policy of forgiveness and amnesty for any Syrian people who sided with the so-called rebels, meaning the hired mercenaries. We know that 90% of the Free Syria Army are not Syrian. They're coming in from other places entirely. So Assad instituted this policy that anybody who was helping the mercenaries, if they would just surrender their weapons, they would be allowed to go home. And they have just carried this policy forward with an amazing agreement. They had a ceasefire between the government of Syria and the rebels slash hired mercenaries in the city of Homs, where they've simply surrendered their weapons and they're being allowed to go home. Moscow is applauding this. Of course, the U.S. is screaming mad at this major setback to their attempt to overthrow Syria's government, which is now in its third year. They've been trying to do this and can't make it work. But it basically underscores the fact that the Syrian government is defeating this covert attempt at overthrow by the United States of America. And then, of course, we have this absolute botch-up of an overthrow over in Kiev that has led to the Ukrainian crisis. The United States is only batting about 500 on this overthrow game that they play. Since the end of World War II, there's been attempts to overthrow the governments of 56 countries. They've succeeded 25 times, so it's a little bit less than batting 500. Not exactly major league quality here. The mercenaries, of course, are striking back, and they set off a bomb at one of the military checkpoints in the northwestern Idlib province, and they killed 30 soldiers. So they're still trying to keep this thing going, but they're very, very clearly, they're reactive now. They've lost the initiative, and that means they've ultimately lost the war. Now, over in Thailand, boy, is there some interesting stuff going on there. Down in Thailand, their constitutional court has just basically given the heave-ho to their prime minister, Yingluck Shinawatra, because the prime minister is guilty of abuse of power over the transfer of a senior civil servant into another position back in 2011. And that's against the rules in Thailand, and the constitutional court, their equivalent of our Supreme Court, told the prime minister, you're fired. We need some of that here in this country. That was the reason for three branches of government with separate but equal powers to act as a check on each other. Congress is supposed to have the right to remove the president from office if necessary. They won't do it because they're all chicken, but they do have it. But Thailand is very interesting. It's a country that now has no prime minister, no lower house of the parliament, and only half a cabinet. The place is just in complete turmoil. The Thai people are just absolutely fed up with their government and its corruption and austerity. Now, a very interesting story came out. Says Obama prepares to smash BRICS during his last few years in office. And basically it's saying that Obama, who is in his final term as president, has made it a major foreign policy objective to smash the BRICS alliance. Because BRICS represents those nations that have moved away from the dollar. They're coming up with their own central investment bank and their own trade currency to cross their own borders without going through the U.S. dollar. And this is, of course, a major threat to the continued domination of global finance by the U.S. dollar and the Federal Reserve and Wall Street. That's the motive behind all of these wars, is bringing back Bretton Woods, reinstating the petrodollar. BRICS is a major economic threat to the United States government and to Wall Street. And they're out to find some way to smash it, one way or the other, so that the world will remain enslaved to private central banking, and in particular, our private central bank. That's the reason they want to send a million of your kids to be killed or crippled, is to make sure that the American brand of ink and paper remains dominant for the next 100 years. Over in Iran, one of the senior Iranian officials has gone public, accusing what he terms as dark forces of attempting to sabotage the continued nuclear talks with Iran. This was quoted over in the Guardian newspaper. Sayed Abbas Araghchi, Iran's deputy foreign minister for legal and international affairs, in an interview with The Guardian, basically said there are parties in the talks and outside parties who are not members of the talks, by which he means Israel, who are absolutely dead set against allowing any kind of an agreement to be arrived at in order to allow the U.S. to continue their war agenda against Iran, to force them onto private central banking and to force Iran's oil to be for sale only for the U.S. dollar. Over in the Western Pacific, making all of us here in Hawaii a little bit nervous, there's been a little bit of a kerfuffle between Vietnam and China. Vietnam is claiming that a Chinese vessel intentionally rammed two of its ship near a Chinese oil rig in the disputed South China Sea. And so tensions are ramping up there as well. Another article, this is over from the Mideast. Whose water is it anyways? Resentment pools on Israel-Lebanon border. Now remember, the last time Israel invaded Lebanon, they made a concerted push toward the Litani River. That was the real goal of Israel's invasion of Lebanon. Had Hezbollah was the excuse. Remember, the Israel claimed that Hezbollah had kidnapped two of their soldiers, and then it came out the soldiers had simply walked across the border into a town inside the border of Lebanon. Now, when you march your soldiers across a border without permission and you walk into their town, yeah, people are going to notice. They got the wrong uniform, they're carrying guns, and they were grabbed. And that was the provocation that Israel cited to invade Lebanon. But the real goal was the Litani River. Israel wants that water for Israel and not for Lebanon. And because the area has been hit by another drought, it's further motivation for Israel to try and restart the war with Lebanon, because the Israeli border is less than 20 miles away from part of the Litani River. If they could just push in there, that 20 miles, and then get Lebanon to agree to end the war with the new borders, so much for territorial integrity, I might add, then Israel will simply siphon off all the Litani River that they want, and everybody downstream of that river will have to make do with less. Now, interestingly enough, once again, Israeli spying is mainstream in the corporate media. They're actually talking about it. And it's the fallout over this attempt by Israel to get on the visa waiver program, whereby Israelis could come and go into the United States of America without applying for a visa. And this is something Israel wants, would certainly facilitate their business, both honest and nefarious. And as it turns out, the United States government has declined to put Israel into that program, at which point Abe Foxman and Netanyahu are out there screaming that we're all anti-Semites who want Hitler to bring back the death camps and gas Jewish babies in their sleep, or whatever else it's they're saying. But, of course, the big issue is the fact that Israel does spy extensively on the United States of America. Over at Yahoo, they had a headline, Israeli spying on U.S. at alarming levels. And they're not just targeting the government. They're primarily targeting U.S. industrial and technical secrets. They're coming in here to steal processes, patentable technology, how things are done to take back to Israel. No other country spies on the United States the way Israel does. Remember, just before 9/11 happened, the FBI uncovered the largest foreign spy ring in U.S. history working for Israel. And so there is a concern there. But Israel has a lot of clout, and they're trying to keep the lid on this. It's getting a little silly. We'll be right back with more. I'm not hearing the music. Are we still? Oh, there we go.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fighting Pharaoh, Indiana's Radio. Tired of the mainstream media's lies, listening to Michael Bailey, open your eyes. Tune in to Fighting Pharaoh, Indiana's Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about how all of a sudden the issue of Israeli spying on America is back in the news. And there was an article in Newsweek that just absolutely excoriated Israel for the degree of spying they're carrying out. Now, there's a little bit of a double standard there because Newsweek has not come out being critical of the NSA's spying on all Americans for pretty much the same purposes, stealing business secrets and so forth, and in complete violation of the United States Constitution. But they are making a big stink about Israeli spying, and U.S. intelligence officials are out there saying basically Israel crossed the line. Meaning we understand there's a certain amount of spying that goes on between countries, spying on each other's politicians to find out what they're thinking, spying on each other's military to find out are they making preparations to invade, that kind of stuff. That sort of goes with the territory. You understand that that's necessary to do. But they're talking about how Israel is in here spying on ordinary people, businesses, high-tech companies, stealing their secrets to take back to Israel. And this is why this visa waiver program for Israel did not go through. The intelligence agencies and the U.S. government want to know specifically what Israelis are coming and going across our borders, and I think it makes really good sense. Now, rather amazingly, Benjamin Netanyahu has come on out excoriating Newsweek, screaming that they're Jew haters or something nonsensical like that, and repeating their ongoing claim that Israel never spies on the United States. And that's absurd. Does the name Jonathan Pollard ring a bell? Israeli spy who basically undermined our entire nuclear deterrent against the Soviet Union. Sold that information to Israel. Israel then turned around and traded that to the Soviet Union for increased emigration quotas of Russian Jews coming to Israel. some friend in the Middle East. Don't forget that in the weeks prior to 9/11, the U.S. government, the FBI specifically, uncovered the largest foreign spy ring ever found in the United States working for Israel. And what was interesting was that Carl Cameron did this amazing four-part series on Israeli spying right after 9/11 and basically got from a U.S. government official that there was evidence linking the arrested Israeli spies. Remember the dancing Israelis, and three of them turned out to be Mossad. And this U.S. government official admitted there was evidence linking the Israelis to 9/11, but it was classified by the United States government. And then, of course, we had the AIPAC spy scandal that actually made the corporate news. And what was really interesting about that was that for 2 years prior to that scandal being made public, the FBI knew it was going on. And during that entire time, members of the United States Congress were accepting money from a nation carrying out illegal spying on our country. Of course, Israel spies on us. And it's kind of amazing and arrogant that the government of Israel would come out and say, oh, we absolutely do not spy on you, and if you don't believe us, you're just being anti-Semitic. Now, speaking of the double standard, John McCain is once again out there trying to defend the National Security Agency, saying that, you know, people are upset about NSA spying because we've forgotten 9/11 and how important it is that we protect the country. And reading the comment section under this article, nobody's buying it. Nobody is buying it at all, because we know that the roots of the NSA spying on all of Americans go all the way back to the 1980s and a program called Echelon, or Five Eyes in other countries, where these five nations got together and set up this little sort of a handshake deal where each would spy on the citizens of the other country and then trade the information so they could evade their domestic laws that said, you're not supposed to spy on our own citizens. And it was all the way back in the 1980s, and for those who by the official story of 9/11 and the Boston bombing, all that spying didn't stop those two incidents, did it? The NSA has yet to track down any cyber criminals. The NSA has yet to track down any corrupt politicians. The NSA has yet to provide the evidence to allow the arrest and prosecution of those fraudulent Wall Street money junkies. And we proved on our website with our NSA challenge that real criminals and real terrorists can very easily devise new methods of encryption that the NSA cannot defeat. So the NSA is watching you to make sure that you're not thinking those double plus ungood thoughts and to steal your business secrets from you. And that's not supposition, because the U.S. government was caught doing just that up at the Seattle Asia Pacific Economic Conference back in the 1990s. Huge scandal. You had all of these U.S. government intelligence agents being paid by your tax dollars went into this conference, broke into computers and communications of the conference attendees to leech out important business secrets to give to Clinton's cronies. Like, you know, what was going to be the bid from this party on a contract so Clinton's buddy could underbid it by just a few dollars and get the contract without losing too much money in the process. That kind of underhanded stuff. And they have a long record of doing that. I've lost count of the number of FBI agents who've been arrested for insider trading by taking what they get off wiretaps and going over to their stockbroker. And for every one that's actually caught doing it, there's probably 100 that have done it and gotten completely scot-free with this thing. Now, I want to talk a little bit about... Oh, we got a caller on the line. I'm sorry, I forgot about you. James in South Carolina, thank you for waiting. Aloha, and what is on your mind today?
I've been hearing Drudge Report and other people talking about the government going back to the fairness doctrine or stopping the free exchange of ideas on the Internet. And I remember years ago when the Internet first came out and a lot of people didn't like pornography, I thought the Supreme Court ruled that the Internet was like a telephone call and that you could do about anything you wanted on it. Am I not correct in that?
Well, you're basically correct. The Internet was supposed to be protected by the First Amendment, but the Supreme Court ruling about the Internet being treated like telephone lines had to do with what was called common carrier, and that is what has been overturned by the end of net neutrality. The ISPs can now pick and choose who they're going to allow through their networks and give those who are willing to pay money favorable treatment. Now, the issue about the pornography had more to do with the government trying to regain control of the internet, because even back then, and we're learning this from these memos that have been declassified from the Clinton administration over at Clinton's presidential library, even back then, they were in an absolute panic that the American people were able to get information without it being filtered by the controlled corporate media. And so they were already out there trying to say, well, we've got to rein this in. And I remember there was this situation before web pages and HTML, there was a part of the internet called Usenet that was sort of a general message posting board. Anybody could post a message. Anybody could read it. It was global. And it was wide open, and there were special Usenet groups for various interests. One of the ones I used to hang out at, and I got a lot of good information, was a group for historical food recipes, you know, how they made stuff back during medieval England or ancient Rome, and it was very fascinating stuff in there. Macrame groups, stamp collecting groups, photography groups. There were a couple of these Usenet groups where people were posting absolutely beautiful photos. And there was a separate section of Usenet called the alt hierarchy, for alternative. And that was the area where people would go in and they had discussion groups on sex and photo groups where they'd share photos of an adult nature. And it was all self-regulated and self-managed, and everybody, you know, minded what they were doing. And if you went into the alt hierarchy, you knew up front you were going to see things in there that might be a little bit shocking. Well, then all of a sudden, Senator Exon gets up and starts saying, we've got to rein in that wild internet, was calling for the Exon Amendment. And at that point, really hardcore, disgusting, poorly produced porn started flooding Usenet all over in groups where it really was not appropriate. And the Usenet readers were trying to tell these posters, look, this belongs over in alt-sex fetish duct tape hamster dot bin. And the posters would come back and say, I have a First Amendment right to post this wherever I want. And it was very obvious somebody was trying to basically soil the entire Usenet. And we started tracking the IPs of these posters, and they were all coming from government and military servers. And sure enough, Senator Exon got up in Congress with his famous blue book. It was a blue binder that had exactly the same pictures in it that were being shoved all over the net. And he was saying, wait, this stuff is where kids can see it. It's in the school books group. We've got to rein this in. And basically went through Congress, and he didn't get everything he wanted with the Exon Amendment. And as soon as the debate was and the vote was over, the flood of porn turned off like a switch had been thrown. And it was just so obvious that they had tried to create a phony crisis in order to sell us legislation that would limit our rights to free speech. James, we got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back talking about Nigeria.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy One and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy One, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I want to go back and talk about what's going on in Nigeria, where this supposed Muslim group, Boko Haram, has kidnapped a large number of young girls and is threatening to sell them into slavery. Hasn't actually done it yet, which basically means this very blurry video that came out was sort of a, you know, you come and try and stop us. And, of course, we're already hearing people saying, oh, well, we've got to send in a military force to Nigeria and save those poor little girls. And again, sex slavery is ubiquitous around the globe. It's been an ongoing long problem. Why the sudden attention now? Then we find out that the U.S. government has been formulating plans for the invasion of Nigeria since 2008. And today, of course, this Boko Haram came out and they killed a bunch of people to get news coverage. To keep saying, they're the new Al-Qaeda. Yeah, they're going to wag Boko Haram at you until you agree to send your children into Nigeria to take control of their natural resources so they can only be sold for U.S. dollars here. But we're already seeing evidence that this is another gigantic fraud. Remember when it came out that Al-Qaeda in Arabic slang meant the toilet, which told us whoever came up with that name wasn't really Arabic. Its literal translation is the base, and it's thought to come from the database that the CIA maintained on the Mujahideen fighters who were aiding the United States against the Soviet Union in Afghanistan. But in Arabic slang, it means a toilet, and Arash al-Qaeda means I'm going to go to the bathroom. It's a rather silly name for a terrorist group, but they keep on wagging it and rebrand it as the Muslim Brotherhood, whatever. So we've been told on the news that Boko Haram means Western education is a sin, and these Muslims are going to go on attacking school children who are reading Western books and so forth and so on. And it turns out that's actually not true either, because in the Hausa language, which is spoken by the Nigerians, Haram, basically, it's a word borrowed from the Arabic that simply means things that are forbidden. as opposed to halal, things that are allowed under Islam. The word boko, loosely translated, means a fraud. So Boko Haram in Hausa means fraud is forbidden, which actually we need some of that on Wall Street. But this idea that Western education is a sin is what the name translates to. It's just another example of propaganda and deliberate mistranslation to sell you a war agenda. Remember back when Ahmadinejad was in charge of Iran, and he came out and made a statement that Israel will pass from the pages of history, which is a very observational, non-active statement, and it was deliberately mistranslated to "we will wipe Israel from the face of the map" to get you to hate those gosh darn Iranians and so forth and so on. There's an organization called MEMRI, the Middle East Media Research Institute, which reads the Arab media and provides free translations to the American corporate media. They are actually aligned with Israeli intelligence, and more than a few articles have commented that their translations inevitably are flawed and always skewed to the interests of Israel. Now, getting back here to the United States, the Obama administration is withholding the full contents of emails regarding what happened in Benghazi, and they're claiming it's because Fox News did a report on Benghazi that they think was not accurate. And so that's their latest excuse here. And the media, or rather the emails in question, are media strategy discussions regarding Fox News. So apparently Fox News came out with a report on Benghazi. The White House held a media strategy session on how to deal with this news report, but they refused to release what was said in that meeting. Now, right now, the point of maximum exposure is just where did this story about the riots over this ludicrous video trailer come from? We're hearing that top administration, military intelligence executives all decided that it was a terrorist attack, an attempt to kidnap the ambassador right at the very start, and the story coming out of the White House is, well, no, it had nothing to do with failure of policy, it wasn't terrorism, you know, it was just a part of the general riots over this little video, the innocence of Muslims. Now, if this media strategy session is where they said, look, let's shift the blame onto this video, that absolutely hammers home the point that the White House has been lying all along. And again, look at the intensity that is going into trying to control this issue, where the Democrats are saying they're going to boycott the select committee in Congress that is investigating this. The White House has already said we're not going to cooperate. What are they afraid is going to be revealed? Now, there's a little bit of a false trail out there where they're saying, well, you know, the consulate in Benghazi was being used to transship weapons to the Syrian mercenaries. I don't think that's that big a scandal. For most Americans, they're going to shrug their shoulder and say, big deal. We know the United States has been covertly arming these rebels for close to 3 years. There's something else, something they're really, really scared of, and I think it is that they were trying to stage a kidnapping of the ambassador by a special action group pretending to be Al-Qaeda so that Obama could come in and act presidential and steal the media focus back from Mitt Romney and look presidential going into the elections. And when the shooting started at the consulate, the Libyan people heard the gunfire and said, yes, they're kicking out the Americans, let's join in. It turned into an uncontrolled riot, and the ambassador and three others got killed. And they've been in panic damage control mode ever since there. Now, John Kerry is saying that he will comply with the House GOP's Benghazi request because he's just the follow-on guy. This was all under Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton. Kerry is under fire for continuing to refuse to release documents, but now he's saying he's going to cooperate. So there's a little bit of dissension in the ranks. But the Benghazi media circus plays on. Of course, the GOP is saying there's something there that the American people need to know. The Democrats are saying, oh, it's just politics. They're bringing up this thing from 2 years ago for the November elections. And everybody's just spinning this as hard as they can. Now, interestingly enough, the gentleman who was responsible for that original video, his name is Nikola Vasily Nikula, is out of prison again. And he now admits there was no actual movie, only the trailer, which is what I've been telling you all along. Now that he's out of jail, he is seeking funding to make the movie for which the trailer is. Now, Nakula was not jailed for the video. He had a long criminal history, including drugs and bank fraud. And his arrest immediately following the release of Innocence of Muslims trailer was for a parole violation, but it did keep him locked away from the media and press at a very, very critical time. So there is something being hidden there. And you know when you're a kid and you do something a little bit wrong, you don't invest a lot of time in denials and everything. Nobody's really all that interested. But if you just do something really, really bad, you get in that cold sweat and you work really hard to cover up what you've done. And that's what we're seeing from the White House. The intensity of the effort to derail this and cover it up and bring it to an end tells us there's something really dark at the heart of all of this, something far worse than merely running some guns through the consulate on their way to Syria. And we, the American people, need to find out what it is. Because we're sick and tired of constant lies, fraud, deception, staged theater pieces to scare us into war, whether it's the kidnapping of the ambassador or 9/11 or the rest of it, that our history is just absolutely filled with deceptions carried out by the U.S. government against you to trick you into supporting what they want to do. Remember the book Manufacturing Consent, where the government creates a crisis out of thin air and then insists that you have to go along with their policy to fix it? Human-caused global warming being a very obvious one, and they're back to pushing that. Now that we're into the spring melt, they're pushing human-caused global warming. Obama's out there trying to get the weather forecasters of the nation to just feature human-caused global warming on all their TV reports. He's coming for that carbon tax. Because Obamacare has cratered as a new source of tax revenues for the U.S. government, so now he's back on that carbon tax. He's coming for what's left of your money. We'll be right back after the top of the hour segment.